Draft Central is brought to you by Miller Lite.
Two good players today. Obviously, in the second round, Eddie Goldman. This is a young player, third-year junior, two-year starter. When I think about the standout traits with Eddie Goldman, it's strength, stout at the point of attack. He's very instinctive. He's strong. He gets off blocks. I really like the pad level that he plays with. Steps up in big moments. I was at their Clemson game this year, and there's three game-changing plays that he makes to basically win that game for Florida State. So this is a stout, strong nose tackle that anchors the middle of your defense, and I think he's an ascending player. In the third round, Hronos Grasu, the center, four-year starter from Oregon, very athletic. The standout traits with this guy is his quickness and his balance. He's excellent at the second level. He's quick on reach blocks. His makeup is outstanding. When you talk about work ethic, team captain, leadership, all those traits that we stress around here, he brings those to the table. So we got two good players. We're excited about it. We got a lot of work to do tomorrow, not just in the draft, but in free agency. And so we're excited moving forward. You know, and it depends on the position a lot of times. You know, I mean, you know, if you took a quarterback or something, you know, it'd be different. Our expectations are high for these guys. You know, I mean, there's a lot of opportunities in front of them. We had consensus on all these players. That's what I liked about these two picks is from our coaches to our scouts, we're all on the same page. So there's going to be a lot of competition, you know. And so Grasu, you know, he can play center. He can play some guard. I know we got Will Montgomery there, but they'll all be competing, all fighting for starting jobs. Eddie Goldman, too, nose tackle. He's also played end. I know Ratliff's got some flexibility to move around. So, you know, it's up to our coaches to kind of get these guys in the best positions, and I know they'll do that. But both these guys have flexibility, and we're excited to have them. You know, actually, I did. You know, it was kind of later in the process. You know, we kind of had our evaluations in. Hronos is easy. His makeup, when you guys meet him, his makeup is off the charts. You know, there's certain guys on our board that will check. It's a bear's box. It'll be a little bear that'll pop up on their magnet. And to us, that's a guy who has every trait we're looking for. His makeup is outstanding. And Grasu was one of those guys, you know. So, and Kyle Long just confirmed all those things when we talked to him. So a good battle. Those are two great players going at it, and they'll be doing it again in practice. So they're both competitive. You saw it throughout the game. You know, there's been a couple games that stand out with players that you watch. Like I mentioned, Goldman, the Clemson game stands out to me with him. And Grasu, Michigan State, he played well. So there's games that when you think back that really jumped out in your mind. But that was a battle. Nose tackle. He's a true, low, strong nose tackle. He's played all over the D-line. I think his best position is nose tackle. I really think he's natural at that. You know, some guys just have a natural ability to play with a low center of gravity and leverage, and he definitely has that. It's easy for him to get underneath blocks.